Harry, look. That car's pulling away.
I've got to try to stop it.
Oh, darling, be careful. Look out. Tommy,
it's Mr. and Mrs. North. Starring Barbara Britton and Richard Denning. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, The Fallen Star.
You've seen Sarah Keith many times in the last 25 years, on the stage and in motion pictures. And she can be seen tonight in the Colonial Club, the woman sitting at the end of the bar, talking too much, laughing too much.
Oh, Barney.
I mean it, Sarah.
I know you do, Barney, darling. I know you do. That's one of the things I've always adored about you. You're always so sincere.
Oh, knock it off, Sarah.
Albert, darling, do more martinis.
Yes, ma'am.
Honestly, Barney, darling, I don't understand you. An actress agent should get her job, not try to discourage her from taking...
Look, Sarah, let's drop it. You don't want to discuss it seriously,
but
so let's...
But I do, darling. It's just that you haven't given me one good reason why I shouldn't do Lady in the Night. Not one.
I've told you the play's a dog, a turkey, an egg, just waiting to be laid. It'll never even get out of New Haven.
Oh,
okay, Sarah, find it out the hard way. But there's another consideration.
There is, darling. What?
Not what. Who?
Who, then?
Gloria.
Barney, dear, suppose you confine yourself to managing my professional affairs and leave my personal life to me.
Gloria's going to be down from school this evening, isn't she?
I believe her train arrives at 9:30, or is it 10?
And she's expecting to sail for Europe with you on Friday.
Oh, I'll explain. She'll understand.
She won't. Not this time.
Oh, now, Barney, dear.
Good Lord, Sarah, don't you have any sense of obligation to Gloria? Don't you understand how much she's counting on this vacation with you? Spending a few months with
darling,
her mother?
Really?
Listen to me, Sarah. Listen to me. Gloria's lonesome. She's sick with lonesomeness.
Oh, Barney, leave the dramatics to me. Gloria's delightfully happy at Mrs. Trumbull's
school. Oh, I...
And why shouldn't she be? Lord knows Mrs. Trumbull charges enough tuition.
You leave me absolutely speechless, Sarah.
Oh, I wish that were true, Barney, dear.
I think you really believe that all you have to do is shunt Gloria off to the best boarding school in the East, and that's the end of your responsibility
oh,
to her.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Then forget Lady in the Night and take Gloria on a trip, as you promised her you would.
Barney, dear, do I have to remind my own agent that I have a career?
Your career can wait a couple of months, but Gloria can't. Now, if you needed the money, I could understand, but you don't.
Jerry!
You... Huh?
Are you, Jerry, darling? Are we here?
Okay, Sarah.
Who's that?
Jerry North and his wife, Pamela.
North?
You know, the publisher who's bringing out the autobiography. That strange little writing fellow ghosted for me. Mm. We're meeting to discuss a title. Oh, Jerry, darling, how are you?
Oh, fine, Sarah.
And Pamela, dear. Oh, you look lovely.
Thank you.
This is Barney. Barney Nolan, my agent.
Oh, how do you do, Miss
Nolan?
Don't mind Barney. You're not usually so glum. Only when he's reminding me of my responsibilities as a mother.
As a mother?
Well, now, don't tell me you haven't read the proofs on my book, Pamela, darling.
Well, as a matter of fact, I haven't yet.
Oh, for shame. Well, I have an entire chapter on Gloria, about the difficult time I had when she was born, the ghastly experience of her father's death when she was 5. Gloria's 15 now. And how I struggled and, oh, well, let's get a table and get down to business, shall we? Albert, dear, will you have Michael get me a table?
Certainly, Miss Keith.
Oh, thank you. Now, Barney, either cheer up or run along, will you? Barney's been trying to talk me out of doing a new play, Lady in the Night, because I promised Gloria I'd take her on a vacation. But I thought, since you'll be bringing out my book soon, Jerry, that it would really help the sales tremendously if I were being seen on Broadway at the same time. Now, don't you?
Well,
I'm sure you'd agree, too, Pamela, dear.
Well, it'd probably help, Miss Keith, but if you promised your daughter...
Oh, Gloria's such a sophisticated child. She's a doll, really. When I explain to her, well, she'll understand. Well, completely. Terribly sorry I didn't make it to the station to meet you, Gloria, darling. But, well, I got talking to Mr. and Mrs. North.
That's all right, Mother. Barney was there.
Yes. Good old Barney.
I think Barney's wonderful.
Oh, so do I, dear. So do I.
I always sort of imagined that Daddy was like Barney.
Well, there are certain similarities, I suppose, if one cares to look for them. Give me a cigarette from the box there on the table, will you, darling?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'll light it for you.
Thank you, darling.
Mother... Do you like it here in this new hotel?
Oh, well, one hotel suite is very much the same as another, except for the names on the towels.
Then why didn't you take an apartment or a house the way you said you might? I was so hoping you would, so we'd have a real home for once, and I could live here and...
Here? In New York?
Yes.
Oh, what about school?
There are schools in New York.
Of darling, don't you like it at Mrs. Trumbull's?
Yes, but... Oh, Mother, think about it some more while we're away, will you, please?
Well, all right, darling. I'll think about it, but... Well,
what is it, Mother?
Well, darling, something has come up. A play. A really wonderful thing. Lady in the Night. Well, it's the best script I've read in years, and... Well, I promise I'll do it.
When?
Well, rehearsals start next week.
Next week? But we're sailing on Friday. You have the tickets, our passports, visas, everything.
Oh,
you just...
Gloria, darling, I know you're going to be disappointed.
Mother, you promise.
I know, Gloria. I'd rather die than break my promise.
Then why are you?
Well, Gloria, darling, try to understand. I didn't want to do this play, but with Mr. North bringing out my book
and... promised me we'd have a vacation together.
Oh, we will, darling. We will. I'll take a leave of absence from the play next summer. We'll have our vacation then.
You're lying.
Gloria... After all,
a promise doesn't mean anything to you. Is that what you were going to say?
Oh, now, Gloria, stop it. I'm your mother.
You're not my mother. I don't have a mother.
Gloria.
You're just some woman I know. And I never want to see you again. I hate you. Gloria, come back here. Come back. Gloria, come back here. Come back.
Listen to me, Sarah. This wouldn't have happened. I told you last night Gloria couldn't stand another disappointment,
Barney,
from you.
Stop it, please, Barney.
Now let's stop beating a dead horse, huh, Mr. Nolan?
Oh.
That won't find Gloria.
Well, you're right. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Oh, why don't we hear something from that friend of yours, Jerry?
We will, Sarah. Now, just take it easy.
Miss Keith, why don't you go into the bedroom and lie down?
That's a good idea, Patty.
No, I couldn't sleep.
Well, you could at least rest.
Well, go on, Sarah. We'll let you know the moment there's any news.
All right.
That's a good girl.
Come along. I'll help you get comfortable.
Poor woman.
I wish I could feel sorry for her.
Relax, Nolan.
If anything's happened to Gloria,
Nothing's happened to her. She's just another kid who's run away from home.
Home? This?
Oh, all right, Nolan. As a mother, Sarah Keith won't win any Academy Awards, but the police will find Gloria.
Yeah. So that may be your friend Wigan, huh?
I'll get it. Hello, Jerry. Come in. Bill, this is Barney Nolan, Sarah's agent. Nolan, Lieutenant Wagon.
How do you do?
Hello.
Where's Miss Keith?
I'll get her.
Now, no, wait. I'd rather talk to you and Jerry first.
What is it, Bill?
Has Gloria been found?
We know where she is.
Where?
In the East River.
What? East River?
Dead. Suicide.
She's dead, Bill. Has her body been recovered?
Not yet.
Then how do you know?
Do you recognize this Tam, Mr. Nolan?
Tam? Yeah.
The girls?
Yes, it is.
Where did you find the Tam, Bill?
The harbor police found it floating in the river. Mr. Nolan, I want you to look at something else.
Huh?
Here, this.
What's this?
A note that was found stuck in the railing of the Queensboro Bridge.
I can't go on living like this, Gloria. Case.
Pedestrian found it on the bridge early this morning and turned it over to the harbor patrol.
Hmm.
The patrol started dragging for the body and found the Tam. When they found out that I was interested in the girl, they turned the note and Tam over to me to break the news to Miss Keith. Mr. Nolan, how well did you know Gloria?
I've known her all her life.
Do you think she'd fake a suicide?
Fake a suicide? Bill, do you think...
I'm not thinking anything, Jerry, just asking a question. Well, Mr. Nolan?
Well, I don't think so, Lieutenant. No, I'm sure she wouldn't.
Well, all right, Mr. Nolan. Go get Miss Keith. I'll tell her what's happened.
Give me another cup of coffee, Ida.
What's the matter with you? You got a broken leg? Get it yourself.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Gotta take the ashes out today.
Okay.
And I don't want to have to tell you 10 times.
Okay, okay. Give me a chunk of the paper, huh?
Sure.
Hey, what are you doing tearing the paper like that?
Given you the only chunk you're going to read this morning. The help wanted classified.
Here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again. Look, Frank, I'm sick of the only dough coming in is what I get managing this flea bag rooming house. You're going out and look for a job today.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you wanted me to take out the ashes today.
Look, short, squat, and stupid. Let's see if you can manage both the ashes and a little job hunt in one day, huh? You know, just for kicks.
There's the doorbell.
No.
You want to get it, or do you want me to?
Oh, no, you sit still, Frank. You must be worn out after walking clear over to the stove and back to get your coffee.
Real funny, ain't ya?
Yes. All right, already. Well,
I noticed you have a sign for a room for rent.
Third floor rear, $10 a week in advance. Bath on the second floor, share it with 6 others. No cooking in the room, no radio playing, or noise after 10.
May I see it?
Well, not from out there. Come in. Just a minute. Hey, let me look at you.
Well?
A little young, ain't you?
I'm 21.
Minus how much? Hey, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Why, no, I just arrived in New York.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'll get the key. You wait here.
Thank you.
Who was it?
Give me that paper.
Hey, what?
Oh, shut up. Where's the front page? Here. Yeah, it is.
It's what?
Look at this picture. Look.
Huh? Daughter of famous actress of suicide. So what?
Suicide, my eye. That kid's out in the hall right now. Wait to look at the third floor rear.
What?
I'm telling you, it's the same kid.
You're crazy.
Well, if you don't believe me, look out in the hall and see for yourself.
How can it be?
I don't know, but it is. I'm going to call the cops.
Wait.
What?
Let me see this story. Maybe there's a reward.
A reward for what? The kid's supposed to be dead.
Yeah, that's right. But she ain't, is she?
Of course she ain't. She's right out in the hall.
Well, then get out there and show her the room.
Huh?
You heard me.
Hey, what are you up to?
Look, Ida, the kid's old lady is Sarah Keith.
So
a famous actress like that ought to have a lot of bucks, shouldn't she?
Well, yeah,
Well, me and you are going to get a few of them bucks. Now, look, you go out and rent that kid the room. Give her the room if you have to. But keep her here and leave the rest to me.
Oh, my baby. My baby.
Try not to think about it. Now, light, dear. I'll be back in a minute.
How is she, Ben?
Terrible. Has Bill left?
Yeah, and Barney Nolan went with him down to Harbor Police Headquarters. I told Nolan we'd take Sarah to our apartment.
I think that would be best.
I'll go down and bring the car around to the front of the hotel.
We'll be down in a moment.
Right.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello?
Is this Sarah Keith?
No, Miss Keith.
Let me talk to her.
Well, I'm sorry, but Miss Keith can't come to the phone. She's...
Who is it, Pam?
There's some man asking for you.
I'll talk to him.
Well, all right. This is Miss Keith.
Look, lady, keep quiet and let me do the talking.
What? Who is this?
Never mind, just listen. Your kid ain't dead.
Not...
Shut up and listen.
What is it, Miss Keith?
Shh. That suicide note was a phony. The kid's alive and I know where she is.
Where?
Be at the corner of 6th and Taylor in 2 hours with $5,000 and I'll take you to her. But come alone. All alone, understand?
Hello? Hello? What's the matter, Miss Keith? Who was that? Oh, it was nothing. No one. I have to go out. Miss Keith! Miss Keith, where are you going? Miss Keith!
If this is some sort of a
trick. It's no trick, lady. Your kid's here. Down this way. Here.
Gloria. Gloria. She isn't here.
Oh, that's funny. She...
I doubt that she ever was here.
Oh, maybe she just went out to get something. Something...
You're lying.
Why should I lie to you? Why would I tell you she was here if she wasn't?
For $5,000. Get out of my way.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to call the cops, ain't you?
Get out of my way.
No.
Open that door.
You're staying here.
Let me out of here.
What do you want to do, make trouble? I was just trying to help you. Your kid was here, I tell you, and she'll be back.
Let me out of here. I'll scream.
Now, don't scream. Keep your mouth shut, you... Miss Keith.
Frank, what's going on?
Frank.
Shut up and close that door.
What happened?
Well, the kid wasn't here. The dame was going to call the cops, and I hit her and...
Miss Keith, are you... Oh!
What's the matter?
Frank, she's dead.
Dead? You're crazy.
She is. Look.
Look. What?
She hit her head against the radiator. Oh, Frank, you fool. You're so...
Shut up.
What are we going to do now?
Shut up and let me think.
Think? Was you thinking that got us in?
Will you keep your mouth shut for a minute? If the girl had been here, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, I couldn't stop her from leaving. She must have guessed we were up to something.
How do you know?
Because I followed her.
You know where she is?
Yeah, a little hotel up near Columbus Circle. How I know she must have realized we knew who she was.
Wait a minute. Yeah, maybe this is our way out. What's the name of that hotel?
The Pontiac.
Why
you?
There.
Yeah, well, and leave me here?
Yeah, and leave you here. To call the cops.
Through upstairs, Lieutenant.
Okay, Donahue. You'll be up in a few minutes.
Okay.
Oh, and Donahue.
Yes, sir?
Get Mr. and Mrs. North on the phone for me, will you?
Right away.
Go on, Mrs. Spears.
Well, like I said, I recognized the girl from the newspaper picture, and I called her mother. Told her I thought her daughter was here, and she came right over, and I showed her up to the room.
And Gloria Keith was up there?
That's right.
And?
Well, I came back down here and waited. About an hour, I guess. Then I got to wondering what was happening up there. And
so you went back up?
And found Sarah Keith lying there on the floor. Well, just like you saw her.
I got Mr. North on the phone, Lieutenant.
Oh, thanks, Donahue. Excuse me, Mr. Spears.
Sure.
Hello, Jerry.
Hiya, Bill. What's up?
I'm calling about Sarah Keith.
Have you found her?
Yeah. She's in a rooming house down on Taylor Street. Dead.
Dead?
Murdered. And my hunch about Gloria Keith faking that suicide was right. Gloria's alive, and I want her for killing her mother.
And the way it looks to Bill is that Sarah and Gloria argued there in the room, and then, well, Gloria either hit or pushed Sarah, and Sarah fell, striking her head against the radiator.
Oh, Jerry, how horrible.
Yeah. I'll answer it. Hello.
Hello. Is Mr. Barney Nolan there, please?
Mr. Nolan? No, he isn't.
His office said I might reach him at this number.
Who is this calling?
Do you know where I could reach Mr. Nolan?
Well, just a minute. I think he's coming in now.
Jerry, why did you say that?
Man, I think this is Gloria Keith.
Gloria Keith? Oh, Jerry, what do we do?
I don't know.
Here, give me the phone. I'm going to see if it's true what they say about honesty being the best policy. Hello, this is Mrs. North. Is this Gloria Keith speaking? It is, isn't it?
I want to talk to Barney Nolan.
He isn't here, Gloria, but don't hang up. Please don't. Listen to me. You're in trouble.
I know. I heard about Mother on the radio.
Gloria, where are you? Where are you calling from? Mr. North and I want to help you.
You want to call the police, you mean?
No.
I want to talk to Barney.
Then tell us where you are and we'll try to find him for you.
And you won't call the police?
No.
How can I believe you?
I promise you.
I don't know.
Please, Gloria. I give you my word. Gloria?
I'm in a hotel up by Columbus Circle, the Pontiac Hotel, room 311. I'll wait for you.
Gloria!
Gloria!
Gloria, what? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Then listen, and hard. I'm calling from the kid's room in the Pontiac.
What? Where is she?
Right here. Tied up and gagged.
Frank, what in the world?
Shut up and listen. We're not safe as long as the kid's around to blab, and that's what she's starting to do. I caught her making a phone call, and...
Look, Frank, we're in enough trouble.
And there's only one way out of it. So listen. You go around to Marty's garage and borrow a car. Give him some dough if you got it. But get a car, understand?
Yeah.
Then come up here and park in the alley beside the hotel. I'll be waiting there for you with the kid.
How are you going to get her out of there?
Pack her down the back stairs.
But somebody will see you.
Oh, not this time of night.
Oh, they will, too. Frank, in the name of heaven...
Stop arguing and do like I tell you.
Oh, all right. But what happens to the kid after we get her out of there?
She goes where she tried to make everybody think she went. Into the river.
I see it.
Darling, be careful with that bus.
Relax.
Darling, look. That must be Bill's car.
It is. He got here in a hurry.
Oh, and there's Bill coming out of the hotel. Bill!
Hey, Bill!
Hello, Pam.
Hello, Jerry.
Did you find Gloria, Bill?
No, the room was empty.
Oh, golly.
There was a struggle in the room, and a sheet from the bed was ripped, as though someone had tried to bind and gag her.
What are you going to do, Bill?
I'm getting some men to search the hotel and find out...
No, I'm tying up traffic. I'll find a place to park, and Pam and I will meet you in the lobby.
Right.
Darling, there's an alley. Why don't you see if you can park there?
Okay.
There's a car up ahead.
I'll leave ours right here.
All right, darling. Jerry, look.
What?
At that car up ahead, the one facing this way. That man and woman.
Yeah, looks as if they're putting something in the back seat.
Is it something or someone?
Hold it. Darling, you're right.
Gloria?
Yeah.
Jerry, they're leaving.
I've got to stop them.
Jerry, be careful. Look out, darling. He's going to hit you. Jerry! Oh, darling.
All right.
What happened?
That car smashed into the side of a bus. Come on, Pam.
Hey,
Bill, in the back seat of the car, Gloria Keith.
What? What the devil are you talking about?
Gloria Keith's in the back seat, Bill.
Look. Holy. All right, come on, Jerry. Help me on the tire.
Right.
Donahue, look after the couple in the front seat.
Okay, sir.
Gloria.
Get that gag out of her mouth, Jerry.
Hurry, Jerry.
There.
Is she all right, Bill?
I think so, just right.
Frank, look out.
Mama's alive, Lieutenant.
Frank. But look at the guy, Bill.
He's dead.
Yeah. The way he was driving, it's lucky he didn't take a few people with him.
Yes, darling, including you.
Yes, Bill, I'll tell him, and thanks for calling. Jerry!
Oh, darling, what time is it?
8:30.
Holy smoke, I've got to hurry.
Here's your tie. Oh, and that reminds me. Don't forget to stop at the cleaners.
Yeah, well, I won't.
Here are the letters I want you to mail. I'll put them in your pocket.
Yeah, okay.
That was Bill on the phone. That Spears woman has confessed. Her husband killed Sarah Keith, and they were trying to get rid of Gloria and make her look as if she had really committed the suicide after killing her mother.
Yeah, nice people, the Spears.
Uh-huh. Oh, another thing. Pick up my watch, the jeweler's. That's next door when you stop by for the grocery order.
Okay.
That's an awful lot to remember. Don't you think you ought to jot it down in your notebook?
No, nonsense.
But, Jerry...
Now, don't worry, Pam. Nothing will be forgotten. That list is indelibly stamped in my memory. Hand me my hat, will you?
Here. Believe me, Jerry, you'll be sorry if it isn't in your notebook.
Sorry? Why will I be sorry?
Because your notebook is in your pants.
So?
And your pants are still in the closet.